Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ryan Green and Ray Brewer here, the final Rebel Room of the Mountain West Tournament, following the final game of the Mountain West Tournament. UNLV not able to lock up the league's automatic NCAA tournament bid. San Diego State does so with a 55-45 victory over the Rebels at the Thomas and Mack Center. And, you know, Ray, we can dissect this game all we want. We'll do it really quick because what a lot of people want to talk about is not really related to the game. It's related to what the game means in terms of NCAA tournament seeding. But first, let's talk about this one a little bit. Kawhi Leonard, the Mountain West Conference Tournament MVP, the fabulous freshman for San Diego State, had 16 points, career-high 21 rebounds. Was just awesome. Hit 8 free throws down the stretch, and he kind of helped tell the story because San Diego State out-rebound UNLV 37-26, 120-91 rebounding advantage for San Diego State in 3 games against the Rebels this year. And, you know, in a game with a sluggish pace, that turned out to prove the difference.
Yeah, obviously both teams were a little slow because they were in high-intense drama games in the semifinals to get to the finals. And a lot of numbers stood out for me, but 45 points for UNLV. I remember they scored 52 against BYU at home in the regular season. For them to score 45, something wasn't clicking tonight. Part of that, yeah, they were drained from the big win against BYU on Friday in the semifinals, Ryan. But part of that was they just they didn't have it. I mean, what else could you say? They just did not have it. Some days you show up and you've got it and you're awesome. See both BYU games here. Other days, something's not there. It's tough to pinpoint it. It reminded me of the USC game just because – UNLV looked like they were out of it from start to finish. Maybe not on the scoreboard, but they just, you know, throw the ball from player one to player two right through his hands. Mm-hmm. Dribble the ball off the leg, out-rebounded, miss open shots. Then all of a sudden show a little life, like the Justin Hawkins three-pointer at halftime. You think, okay, it was just took them a while to get going, and not really. A lot of stats. I like the stat you gave me in the newsroom about, I think UNLV made 3 shots in the last 12 minutes.
Yeah, the final 12:45 of the game. After Chase Stanback hit a 3 and make it 38-34 UNLV with 12:45 left, UNLV was 3 of 16 from the floor the rest of the way with 7 turnovers. That ain't gonna get it done. I mean, last year, you know, I remember the game at Louisville. They hit, what, I think they had 6 field goals the entire second half in that 1-point win at Louisville. But, you know, you can't always count on that.
Yeah, and sometimes I think in tournament games that are going to be close, sometimes teams, not just UNLV, are guilty kind of shutting it down a little bit and trying to shorten the game up. And that's not UNLV's style. UNLV is a team that, you know, likes to get a shot in the first 15 seconds of the shot clock. How many times was the shot clock under 5 seconds today?
Mm-hmm.
And even a few violations. And then you've got, you know, people, you know, heaving 25-foot three-pointers and just some ugly basketball. But like I said, I probably went into that game thinking, okay, great day of basketball on Friday. Here comes Saturday. It's going to be another great game, up and down the court, slugfest, the whole nine yards. And I probably set myself up for disaster. And I think a lot of folks, just general basketball fan or general UNLV fan who's going to go to the game and thinking, okay, I'm going to storm the court, baby. The Rebels are going to win this. And it was a big disappointment.
Yeah, and you're right. There was kind of a setup for a letdown on both sides after Friday night and everything that it was. But, you know, you mentioned the ugly numbers. San Diego State was – I mean, it wasn't pretty. It was a 10-point win that they got – by going 18-46 from the floor, 4-13 from long range, and turning the ball over 18 times compared to 9 assists. Only problem for UNLV was that they matched that mediocrity, going 17-52, 6-22 from deep, 15 turnovers. Oscar Belfield had 6 of them. Bryce Masamba, the day after a career night, you know, scoreless, fouled out in 18 minutes. You know, UNLV's 3 big men, Santee, Shaw, and Masamba, combined for 1 point and 3 rebounds.
And how many shots? I mean, Masamba had 1 shot.
Shaw had 4. 2 of them were 3-pointers. Masamba had 1 shot, and Santee had 1 shot. He had their first shot attempt. So, just, you know.
Formula for disaster, and you allow a team like San Diego State, who has talented athletes to stay in the game long enough, and they're going to beat you. And both teams equally bad, equally sluggish. But in the final 5 minutes, San Diego State seized the moment, seized the opportunity, did what they had to do, won the game. They advanced to the NCAA tournament guaranteed. There was questions if they would be in even after beating New Mexico yesterday. But San Diego State definitely in, punches the ticket. Ryan, as you led off with today, now the question is, what happens to UNLV? I think 99% of the people out there agree they're in the tournament. It's just, what seed are they going to get? And obviously, their road to accomplishing something in the tournament probably got a little tougher.
Well, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people might criticize me for being a little too, you know, spin a positive to it here, but maybe San Diego State almost maybe hurt themselves by winning. They, you know, they maybe played their way into that dreaded 8-9 game. You know, UNLV, for the longest time, would rather be anything other than an 8 or 9. They want to avoid the one seed. So, you know, now, like you said, they're probably in 25-8, very strong resume, top 50 RPI, winning record with, I think, 8 wins against top RPI top 50 teams. You know, they beat the teams they needed to beat. They won 2 tournament games. I think you're probably looking at a 10 or 11 seed here, which is not the worst thing in the world, because you don't even can match up well with a 7 or a 6 across the board, you have to think.
Exactly, and I don't want to turn this into the Aztec room, but San Diego State, I think they're spent. They've won the game they needed to win. Their season's a success. I don't think they do anything in the tournament. Obviously, a tournament's based on good guard play. DJ Gay was great in this Mountain West tournament, but I don't think he's going to continue that over. I know we mentioned last night San Diego State hasn't won a tournament game in its history. Probably won't get it this year. But back to UNLV. So you're thinking they'll play in the 10-7 game as the 10. And, you know,
they've done it before.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah, I remember Georgia Tech, Wisconsin in 2007. And, you know, and that's where the magic is. And something I wrote about is, hey, listen, get this game out of the way. You know you're going to have to come to play on multiple nights in the NCAA tournament. Lesson learned here. Maybe tinker a little bit, do some things differently. And you know what? If we're sitting here next week after UNLV wins 2 games, all is forgotten. A Sweet 16 appearance trumps a Mountain West tournament title any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, the only way UNLV fans could be just morbidly disappointed today would be, you know, if they this was a game they had to have to get in the tournament. Kind of like the position San Diego State was in last year when they laid an egg in the tournament game and lost to Utah, or in the title game and lost to Utah, and had to have that one to get in. Otherwise, we're probably out. So,
listen, come tomorrow, every team's going to be 0-0, same record. 65 teams that are going to be playing. Only one team is going to go 5-0. UNLV's got a 165% chance to do it.
You mean 6-0?
6-0, my bad. I just want to get there, baby. I don't want to get too greedy.
And you're right. I think the fact that there is something positive on the horizon is going to cover up a lot from this loss. You know, let's close this out by just saying anything alarming to you from tonight's performance. I think a lot of this performance we're going to wind up chalking up to the fact that, I mean, UNLV can't help the fact that that San Diego State's a tough matchup, and, you know, criticize what you will there. But, you know, the sluggishness was on both sides because this league, for some reason, demands to play the title game, you know, 20 hours after, 18 hours after the conclusion of the semifinal round. You know, I for one am not too concerned about UNLV's. I think UNLV has just as good of a chance to succeed in NCAA tournament play today as they did 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a casual Friday leading up to a 3-day weekend at the game. And, you know, listen, UNLV is going to make it to the 3-day weekend. They're going to play next week, and they've got as good a chance, as you said, as anybody to have some success. Yeah. And I tell you what, it's going to be a fun week, man. There's nothing like, and you went to Kansas, I went to UNLV. There's nothing like watching the school you went to in the NCAA tournament. It's kind of neat, and it's a great ad for your institution. I mean, there's, what, 400 or 500 colleges out there, maybe more. And, I mean, that's a great selling point for UNLV on TV. Everybody's going to look, and it's a fun week, man.
Yeah, and we're going to set it all up for you after the selections are made. We'll be talking early this week again in the Rebel Room, not the postgame edition. We'll be doing that next week. For Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room postgame edition. Have a great night and a blessed tomorrow. We'll talk to you later.